thank you for listening to this sermon from Goodwill Church, located in New York's Hudson Valley. Goodwill Church is on a mission to be a hub of revival in the Northeast and beyond. For more information about our church, please visit goodwillchurch.org. Now, here's the sermon.
Today, we're going to be looking at Psalm 150. This is the last sermon of this Psalm series. So our year in the Psalms, we're currently a week ahead of Montgomery and Port Jervis. So we're ending it today. They're going to end it next week, but they're all going to be looking at Psalm 150. So if you have your Bibles with you, let's turn to Psalm 150. And if you're able to stand, let me ask you to rise for the reading of God's holy and inerrant, infallible word. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Praise him with the strings and pipe. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for these words, Lord. As we draw our attention to your word today, may we praise you with everything that we have. Holy Spirit, we ask that you open up our hearts today. And may we see your face, Jesus Christ. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Please be seated. So when I was in college, high school, college, I was a big U2 fan. And I think I've said that many times. Whenever I have a chance to talk about U2 in my sermons, I do. And so I was a big U2 fan in high school and college. So I remember as a poor college student, I couldn't really go to the concerts. But one year, I saved up all my beer money. And instead of drinking beer with that money, I was in college. So I saved it and I went to see U2. Now back then, U2 would, you know, they'll sing their set. And they always ended the concert with a song. It was a song called 40, which is based on Psalm 40. And the way they would sing the song is they would sing the song, and then the whole audience would start participating and sing with the band. But then slowly the band would fade out. And as the band fades out, the audience continues to sing the chorus. And the chorus is, how long to sing this song? And so as the lights turn on, and that's the sign that you need to leave, right? So they turn on all the lights. And as the crowd is leaving the stadium or the arena, in my case, it was the stadium, as we were leaving, the whole crowd will continue to sing, how long to sing this song? And they'll sing it. So even in the parking lot, as you're headed towards your car, they're still singing it. And so even though the concert has ended, the music continued. The music continued to live on. So the last song that the band sang really wasn't the last song. It just continued. And in a way, today's psalm is like that. It's the last psalm of the book of Psalms. But the idea is it's not. The music will continue. The music will continue. Now, we've been in the book of Psalms all year this year. And if you remember, the book of Psalms contains a lot of emotion, right? And how to deal with those emotions, you know? And so whether we need to pray because we're feeling guilty of something, or we want to praise God, or if we're confused, we feel lost, we need to repent, or we're afraid. Whatever that emotion is, the book of Psalms help us really on how to deal with that emotion and how to look to God. So every human emotion, this is what Tim Keller says, every human emotion appears in the book of Psalms, and it helps us. It's a book of prayer as well. But it ends with hallelujah. Hallelujah. We sang some songs today that contained the word hallelujah, and I'm sure Mike picked those songs because we're preaching out of Psalm 150 today. But hallelujah really means praise the Lord. Hallelujah, that means boast about, say something good. Yah is a shortened version of Yahweh, the Lord. So it means talk, praise God, praise the Lord, say something good about the Lord, give credit to the Lord, honor the Lord, and worship the Lord. So that's really what hallelujah means. Hallelujah is pretty much a global word now. You can go to any country, whether it's Korea or South America or Africa, anywhere in Asia, here in America, even people who don't know the Bible. When you say hallelujah, they know what that means, hallelujah. So hallelujah has become a global word. It actually shows up in the Old Testament 24 times. So this will be good for our Bible trivia when we do our Christmas party. Also, it is mentioned in the New Testament 4 times. It's mentioned in one chapter of the book of Revelation. Revelation 19 contains hallelujah 4 times. So altogether, Old Testament, New Testament, it's 28 times. Now, I may have talked about this, but since this is the last sermon on the book of Psalms, the book of Psalms is comprised of 5 different books. And if you look at the end of each book, so book 1 ends in chapter 41, book 2 ends in chapter 72, book 3 ends in chapter 89, and book 4 ends in chapter 106. They all end with a doxology. And book 5, Psalm 150, the entire chapter is a doxology. It's not just one verse, but the entire chapter is the doxology. So let's look at this doxology. What does doxology mean? Anybody know? We sing it every Sunday. Sorry? Praise. Okay. Doxa means glory. Doxa, glory. So my New Testament professor would always come into the classroom and he always say, Doxa, glory. So everybody who took his class, they would not forget. Doxa means glory. And logi, you know, logos. So it's words of giving glory. Doxa. Doxology. Okay. So this is a doxology. So let's look at it. It starts with praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I already talked about that word. It means give glory to God. Praise God and praise God alone. Scripture says that our God is a jealous God. He doesn't want anybody who's two-timing him. We need to give all the glory to God and God alone. How do we give praise to God and God alone? Well, we need to make sure that our thoughts are filled with God and God alone. We need to know God. We need to enjoy his presence in our lives. Because if we don't enjoy something, it's hard to praise it. So the only way we can praise God and God alone, that means we need to fill ourselves with what? With the Word of God. If you look at Psalm 1, Psalm 1 talks about how we need to meditate on God's Word day and night. And then we'll be like a tree planted by streams of living water. So meditation. When you meditate, what happens? When you meditate, what you have up here in your mind slowly comes down to your heart. And that's the power of meditating in God's Word. So we need to read God's Word, and we need to know God. And if we know God and fill ourselves with His Word, then we are able to praise God. Amen? Otherwise, we can't praise God. If our hearts are filled with stuff that I want, stuff that we want, whether it's a better car, a better job, to be healthy, to have the perfect family, to live in a different zip code, whatever that may be, if that's all we're thinking about, then what comes out is not praise to God. The only way we could praise God is we need to fill ourselves with His Word. So I want to encourage you, church, spend time in God's Word. Amen? Amen. We need to read His Word. We need to meditate upon His Word. And if you can't do that alone, I want to encourage you to come out Wednesday nights, 7 o'clock, where we study God's Word together. And there's power when we study God's Word together. Yes, you could study your Word on your own, and you should. But when you study together, I'm learning so much from our fellow members when we meet. So come on out, and let's read God's Word together. If you can't come out on Wednesdays, then I want to encourage you to find a couple of people that you can gather together and read God's Word with. You could do this at home. And you could do this as a family, but you could also do this with your church family as well. So I want to encourage you to do that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. And then it says, praise God. So it talks about where do we praise God? First, hallelujah means to whom? God alone. So where do we praise God? It says here, praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. What does this verse mean where it says praise God in His sanctuary? Where is the sanctuary? In the Holy of Holies? Okay.
In the earth?
In the earth. All right. Universe?
Anywhere
where there's two people. Yeah. Yes. Yes to everything. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. His sanctuary, it's in today's term, it's the church, right? So when we gather, we praise God. But His sanctuary back then was probably talking about the temple where people gather. When people gather, we praise God. So here on earth, okay? We praise God here on earth in His sanctuary as we gather together. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. So this is up in heaven as well. So all of heaven declares His glory. They're praising Him. Everyone here on earth is praising Him as well. So basically everywhere. Where do we praise God? We praise God everywhere. Everywhere. Actually, the doxology that we sang. How does it go? Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. That's us. Praise Him above ye, heavenly host. That's praise Him in His mighty heavens. So the doxology that we sing every Sunday is really depicting verse 1 of Psalm 150. So it talks about to whom we praise, and it talks about where we praise, which is everywhere. And then verse 2 talks about why do we praise God? We praise Him for His acts of power. If you have your ESV, it says, we praise Him for His mighty deeds. And then we praise Him for His surpassing greatness or His excellent greatness. So what could this mighty deeds be? What are His mighty deeds? Well, one of them is creation, right? We praise Him for all of creation when we look around. See what God has done. But that's not it. There's more to His great acts of power, His redemption, how He saved us. Right? So we praise Him for that. We praise Him for His mighty deeds and His excellent greatness, for how great He is. That's why we praise God. Amen? Yeah. And then verses 3 to 5 talks about the how. praise him. How? With the sounding of the trumpet. No trumpets today, Mike.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Left at home.
You left at home. All right. With the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with the timbrel and dancing. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with the clash of cymbals or the loud cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. So when you look at all these instruments that are mentioned here, I think one way to look at it is how do we praise him? We praise him with everything. Whatever we have, we praise him with everything. So whatever we have. Right now, well, I don't know if I should say this, but right now, I'm going to say it anyways. In Montgomery, they didn't have a drummer for a while, but now they have two drummers. So the first Sunday with the drummer back, people loved it. But now the complaint department is getting a lot of emails saying, it's a little bit too loud. The worship is a little bit too loud in Montgomery, right? So now the complaints are coming in. But when I read this text, it's like, well, it says praise him with a clash of cymbals. I don't know how you can make that quiet. Clashing of cymbals. Resounding cymbals. You know, that doesn't mean we just play it so loud that we go deaf. No, that's not it. But the idea is we give everything that we have, you know. And clashing of cymbals, it's demonstrating how powerful the sound can be. But that's in praise. It's not just for the sake of being loud, it's praise. Sounding of the trumpet. The trumpet, if you read through scripture, the trumpet is used many times for special occasion, national occasion. Right? Leviticus 25:9 talks about that, right? Sounding of the trumpet to begin holy days, right? Also, in Joshua, when they marched through the walls of Jericho, they blasted the trumpet. And when they did, the walls came tumbling down, right? So it shows power as well. So we praise him for that. Tambourine and dancing, usually they go together. So we praise him with dancing, even with people who don't have rhythm like me. I was at a wedding the other day and Unfortunately, they wanted people to dance, and I just, that's my least favorite part of the wedding, is the dancing, because I just have no rhythm when it comes to dance. So whenever my wife and I have counseling, when we need counseling, it's always about that, because she loves to dance, and I don't. Pray for me, that God will give me some grooves, because I don't have it. But no matter how bad we are, you know, when we do it in worship, it doesn't matter. So I need to remind myself, yes, I'm doing this to worship God. So I lift up my hands. I don't know if you noticed, but sometimes when the worship team wants us to clap, do you know there's always one person who claps differently than everybody else? Right? That's me. Because I don't have the rhythm. But we still try. We still worship God, right? What's the motivation? The motivation is praise him. The motivation is give glory to him. It doesn't say praise him with timbrel and dancing for those who know how to dance. It's for all of us. It's a command. Harp and lyre, strings and pipe, whatever it is, there's a sense of joy in this. Now, this is hard when everything is falling apart in your life. There are days where we just naturally do this because everything is going well. Life is good. Everyone you know is doing well. Everyone you love, they're just in a good place. And whenever that's going on, then it's easy to give worship. It's easy to praise him But what do you do when things aren't going so well? Sometimes we can manage that, right? So if things are going well at work, things are going well at home, but then you and your neighbor, there's some things going on there, not so good. You can manage that. I can still worship God. But what if, like, everything that's important to you just falls apart overnight? Scripture talks about that. Right? Just look at Job and what happened to him. Like, overnight, everything disappeared. He lost everything. Praise God. Can you praise God even in that situation? Can you dance in that situation? Can you praise Him with the sounding of the trumpet? We can only do that when we stop thinking about, and it's hard, I know, about me and us. But just let's think about God, who He is. Like we looked at in the previous verse, we praise Him for His acts of power. We praise Him for His surpassing goodness. So start focusing on the goodness of God. Start focusing on God Himself, the attributes of God. One of the things we do at Bible study is look for all the attributes of God as we're reading through Scripture. And as we list them out, and when we do this as a community, we list them out, that naturally leads us to praise and gratitude. We tend to focus on the gifts and not the giver of the gifts. But the only way this works, church, is when we focus on the giver, our God. Amen?
Amen.
Let's look at the giver of our gifts. Let's not focus on the gifts, but who is giving the gifts? So after talking about where we worship God, after talking about why we worship God, and after talking about how we worship God, now verse 6 ends with who? Who worships God? Well, it says here, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Everything that has breath, every living thing. Notice it doesn't say let everyone who has breath, but it says let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All of creation praise the Lord, right? Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And then it ends with hallelujah again. So it started with hallelujah and it ends with hallelujah. Do you see this as a doxology? Do you see how this is a doxology? Did you notice how many times we saw praise, that word praise? 13? Let me just double check my notes. Yes, 13. Yes. Praise is mentioned 13 times. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise, 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 praise.
I got a question.
Oh, yes.
Do you know how many times praise is in the Bible?
Over 300.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering.
I don't know the exact number. I think it's 307. But I didn't write it down. But I did read about it, so I know it's over 300. Yes. I came prepared today. Yes, praise is mentioned over 300 times in the Bible. Praise, yeah. So, praise God, indeed. Yeah, yeah. So it's hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think I mentioned this in another sermon, but there's a pastor I know, his greeting, when he greets people, he always says hallelujah. And I said I was going to do that, but I think I haven't done it since I said I was going to do that. But can we try that as a church when we see each other? Hello, hallelujah. Right? Can we try that? Look to somebody next to you and say hallelujah. Let's try that. Hallelujah. right? Okay. So hallelujah. And it's a greeting, because hallelujah is a command, but it's also a reminder that you and I need to praise the Lord. So I think it's a great way to greet one another. So if I don't greet you with a hallelujah, you have my permission to greet me with hallelujah. Okay, let's see how many times we hear hallelujah today. Let's fill his sanctuary with hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there are four things. There are probably many more we can do, but when we talk about praising God, there are four things that I want to draw your attention to. One is we need to be intentional with our praise. We can't wait for our emotions to get us to a place where we can praise God. But we can allow truth to lead us to praise. If we rely on our emotions, we're going to fail. I'm going to fail. I don't feel like it today. I had a bad day. Sometimes when we have a bad day, I don't want to speak for everybody, but when I have a bad day, sometimes I think that gives me permission to not do anything because I had a bad day. Right? I just want to stay home. Let me just sit in my room and, you know, watch Star Wars for the 100th time, you know, because I had a bad day. So then I don't think about God. So let's not allow our truth to drive us to praise. I mean, our emotions to drive us to praise, but let's allow truth to drive us to praise. So when you're having those bad days, I want to encourage you to pray, read God's word, and focus on the attributes of God. Who is God? Who is your Savior? Who loves you? God. God is God of love. He's the one who saved you. He called you home. And in the book of Hebrews, we talk about the heavenly calling. Like we have a heavenly calling. God has called us to be his sons and daughters. Just let's focus on who God is, and let's be intentional about our praise. Amen? Yeah. Second, praise fully. Right? There is no shifting gears. It's go or stop. Amen? Yeah. Does that illustration work, by the way? Shifting gears? No, not anymore. So. We can't give a half praise, right? But when we're at church and we're thinking about something else, right, we're distracted. Yeah. Sometimes here, I could tell nobody in Beacon hunts. Because in Montgomery, the first weekend of hunting, like all the guys are gone, you know. But here we are. But you know, I could see people thinking about other things when they're at church. When we're worshiping God, let's not worry about anything else. Let's just focus on God. Let's give him everything. Right? Our praise should reflect how much God is worth to us. So we give him everything. And that's even if your favorite worship team picks a song that you don't like. Yeah. That's not an excuse. I used to be guilty of that. I used to have like a list of songs that, and I was talking to, I think Carrington, you and I were talking about this yesterday. There are certain songs that it doesn't drive me to praise, but praising God is not about singing. Praising God is more than singing. So I've learned for the songs that just really doesn't help. I focus on the words. A lot of times when we sing, especially if it's a familiar song, we just start singing without really thinking about the words. But we should really pay attention to the words. Amen? What are we singing to God? We should really pay attention to that and give everything. Right? So I'm not saying sing loud, but just our minds, everything needs to be focused on praising God. So let's praise him fully. This is a no-brainer, but we need to praise together, right? As a family, as a community, as a church, we praise together. I don't know if you ever tried to praise by yourself. Has anyone tried that? It works, but I'll tell you what, for me, like joy, excitement, it happens when we praise together as a family. When we praise together, it's not the person up here who's leading that leads us into his presence. It's all of us. I remember when I used to lead worship, when I look out, the church was leading me into God's presence. So even though we have a praise leader or worship leader, really, we're all encouraging one another to praise God. How we not do that is if we all walk in and go like this, right? Some of us have this attitude inside. Our hearts are like this. You know, we may not show it physically, but we're just like, all right, I'm here. Let me just do my thing and go home, right? No, that's not praise. I'd look forward to being together as a family and worship God. So let's praise together. And then lastly, praise continues. Just like my opening illustration, the concert had ended, but the song continued. This is the last psalm of the book of Psalms, Psalm 150. But the praise continues. Even when we leave the church, after the benediction, right, the service may have ended, but our worship and our praise continues. We continue to praise God with our lives, or we should be. So we continue. Amen? So let's praise intentionally. Let's praise fully. Let's praise together, and let's praise continually. As verse 6 commanded, it says, well, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So how are we able to do this? Well, when Jesus Christ died on the cross, he took his last breath so that we can continue to give worship to God. That's who our Jesus is. That's what he's done. He died on the cross. Our sin was all imputed on him when he died, and his righteousness was imputed on us. He died the death that we deserve so that we can continue to praise our God, so that we can continue to sing and say hallelujah and worship him with all that we have. It is through Jesus. Hebrews 13:15 says this, through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise. I like that term as well. Praise, a sacrifice of praise. The fruit of lips that openly profess his name. The evidence is that we profess his name. The fruit is that we profess his name. So let's offer up to God a sacrifice of praise. May hallelujah not be empty words that we say, but let's mean everything about what that means, the word hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's honor our God. Amen? And I just like ending every sermon in the series with this. Fix your thoughts on Jesus. Let us consider Jesus in all that we do. Jesus. Jesus who died for you and I. Jesus, our Savior. Pray with me. Father in heaven, we thank you for loving us. Thank you for calling us to worship you, Lord God. But before that, you've called us We have a heavenly calling, Lord. You've called us home. You call us sons and daughters, and we thank you for that. And we thank you, Jesus, for allowing this. It is through you that we're able to continue to worship you. So, Lord, as we continue to worship you and sing this last song, Lord, help us to praise you, Almighty God. May we sing hallelujah to you. May we touch your heart today as you have touched ours. Father, I pray for those who need strength that you give us the strength. I pray for those who have a lot of stuff happening right now. I pray against the distractions, even for this holy moment right now. And may we give everything that we have. Thank you, Lord. Receive our praise, receive our worship today. In your name we pray. Amen. Let me ask you to rise.
Thank you again for listening to today's sermon. For more resources and information about Goodwill Church, visit goodwillchurch.org. God bless.